WildTalkRadio.com.
I only have one thing to say. It's great to be back on Monday Night Raw!
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is my yard now.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Welcome, everybody, to the Raw Post Show, live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by Garwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow Journey today, Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin', joined, as always, by Lindsay Ward.
Hey, it's Monday night. I'm feeling better. You know what that means. We're here to talk some wrestling.
So we came into the theme of Nia Jax. She was part of the situation last week where there was an unfortunate...
Hashtag blame Brent.
Dude.
Because of that unfortunate blame Brent, Bayley was removed from her SummerSlam match. We had two matches featuring six women, 3 and 3. It was Nia Jax, Dana Brooke, and her thong. And Alicia Fox.
No, it was Dana Mickey, Brooke, Nia Jax, and Mickey James.
I was like, for a reason, yeah, it's Mickey James, Dana Brooke, and Nia Jax. The other was Alicia Fox, Emma, and Sasha Banks. Nia won her match, and Sasha won her match. But that, so it'll be Nia and Sasha next week. But that's not the story of the show. Y'all people in Toronto, you should be ashamed of yourselves. How dare you boo Bayley?
How could you boo Bayley? Who boos Bayley?
She actually suffered a legitimate injury, and they're out there booing her. She was trying to get sympathy for her injury, and, you know, she didn't want to look at the footage, and she was upset, and she was talking about the positive things people were saying to her on Twitter, and then everyone in the crowd booed her. She acknowledged it, and then Graves was like, it's Bizarre World, because that's Vince screaming his ear, it's Bizarre World. Like, it's not Bayley's fault. It really isn't, because she went out there, and she did her job. It's the booking. They have done her no favors for about 3 months. They have made her from one of the top babyfaces in NXT to basically, I don't even know what you call it. They have killed her momentum, they've stunted her growth, and people are starting to reject her for whatever reason. But that's booking before this. There's no reason tonight for her to be booed. None.
Well, other than she's hurt and the match isn't going to go ahead, because I think people were genuinely looking forward to it, but
that's not why they...
Yeah, there's no reason to boo her.
No.
It's not her fault this happened.
And that's not why they were booing. They were booing because it's Toronto. It's Bizarro World. It's like, oh my god, we have to boo because reasons. No, you don't. You guys sat on your hands for 2.5 hours saying nothing but you boo Bayley. Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves and maybe need to look in the mirror. You are the reason why we can't have nice things. You're the reason why we can't have legitimate baby faces because you've refused to boo the people you should be cheering. You boo the people you should be cheering. You don't cheer the people you should be cheering. This is the reason. This is why no one gets over. Because of stupid stuff like this.
Well, and like you said, they've done her no favors, so...
But they've done her no favors. But that they have not drawn... They should not... She's not at the point where she should be booed.
No, I agree. She shouldn't be booed, but that's the way the crowd was feeling tonight. I mean, she was one of the ones that got a... At least she got a reaction.
One who didn't get a reaction? Jason Jordan. He got zero reaction.
Oh my god, I felt so bad for him. The French dude that they brought out for him to face got a better reaction than he did.
Jean-Pierre Goulet got he got a pop coming out. He got a let's go jobber chant.
Poor man.
Jason Jordan got, like...
Nothing.
Nothing. Zero. Zilch, not a Zippo. Like, nothing. It's like, you're, this is why they ran this big angle. They figured, oh my God, this is going to do so wonderful things for Jason Jordan. It's like, no one wanted to see Jason Jordan on his own. No one did. You wanted him in a tag team. That's what we wanted.
We wanted American Alpha as tag champs. That's what we wanted.
Either as tag champs or at least on television as a tag team, a dominant tag team. They don't need the belts, but, you know, that's what happened.
No, if you're going to go for it, go for it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, this, we got, oh God, he beat Jean-Pierre Goulet in a minute.
I mean, I thought that's why they put Jordan with Gable in the first place, was because Jordan just didn't move the meter for anybody. Like, he just didn't have the charisma in NXT, and so they found him someone that did.
Yeah, he spent years in NXT just being a guy, being a dude. Guess what? He lost Gable? He's a dude. He's a dude. He's a dude. She's a dude. We're all dudes. Because welcome to Good Burger. Home of the Good Burger. Kind of take your order. Anyway. Yeah.
So, I mean, here's hoping the Jason Jordan thing picks up, but I doubt it at this point.
I doubt it at this point. He just doesn't have... It's going to take time. Anyway, I digress. Kira Dizel beat Aria Davari in 3.5 minutes. Or almost 4 minutes. Yay, exciting. Woo.
Tazawa was happy.
On the show tonight, we had the tag team champions, Cesaro and Sheamus, in different matches. The first matchup was Seth Rollins versus Sheamus. They had a solid matchup. Not as good as last week, but it was fine. It was what it was. Sheamus picked up the win. After the match, Rollins got beat down. And no Dean. Afterwards, backstage, Ambrose told Rollins that he told him not to do that again, and now he looks like a real jerk for not coming out there. Rollins was mad and said that he is a real jerk. Rollins said he's done everything he can, and now it's up to Ambrose. Ambrose said he's not sticking around to get burned by Rollins again. He said he would face Cesaro, and he would do it alone. Like always. Comments so far?
Can we stop making Dean Ambrose out to be the bad guy? Like, honestly. Seriously. Seth's like, I've done everything I can to make you trust me. How about the fact that he's just not gonna do it? Like, that sounds like... Honestly, I saw this comparison and it's so accurate. He sounds like that abusive ex-boyfriend that's trying to get you back. Where he's like, no, I've changed. I'm better now. You can totally trust me. I'm completely not that manipulative a-hole that I was, you know, 6 months ago. Totally not that guy. Utterly not that guy. You know, it's like... Why are we making Dean out to be the bad guy because he's not going to be trust? Because he doesn't trust Seth? Let us forget, or not forget, I should say, Seth is the one that put the chair in Dean's back. Seth is the one that screwed Dean for like 4 months out of the title repeatedly. He humiliated Dean. He beat him down. He left him for dead. I mean, Dean got his licks in here and there, but ultimately Seth was the one that always came out looking on... You know, came out on top, looking good. Why are we making Dean out to be the bad guy because he's not trusting Seth? Why?
Because Seth has proven he's not trustworthy. It's like, Dean's in the right. Dean Ambrose had a good match with Cesaro.
Yeah, he did.
Crowd started getting into it when he went for sharpshooters.
And man, can he cinch that thing in.
He knows how to put it in. He locked it in. Dean Ambrose picked up the win. Afterwards, Sheamus and Cesaro started beating down on Ambrose. Seth Rollins made the save. Then they're in the ring, staring down one another. Crowd's all excited. Come on, do it, do it. So Ambrose puts out his fist, does it for Seth Rollins, and walks a little way. He left them out there, just with his fist hanging in the midair.
Mind games by Seth. He knows that, well, hey, if I chase after Dean, Dean isn't going to give me what I want. So how about I make Dean chase after me? Because, you know, Dean will immediately want what he can't have. And, well, if Seth isn't pursuing him anymore, Dean's not going to like that. So Dean is now going to come after Seth.
And next week, they will fist each other.
Probably.
Either next week or at SummerSlam, they will fist each other. And everyone will be excited.
I think they save the moment for SummerSlam.
When they win the belts.
When they win the belts.
Yeah. Enzo was reaching for his shtick with Big Show. Enzo, Luke Ellis and Carl Anderson came out to interrupt. He tried calling them Dr. Evil and Mini-Me. No, you stretch. No. Give Enzo new material. Get him away from Cass. Gallows and Anderson beat Big Show and Enzo. Cass was there. He started beating down Big Show and Enzo. Big Show would get back up and knock out Cass. Cass later on asked Kurt Angle for a match with Big Show and wanted Enzo Amore nowhere in New York, but then somehow wanted him in New York in a cage. So he'll be hanging above the ring at SummerSlam. Big Show takes on Big Cass.
Kinky.
Anything you want to add to that?
That's it. I just, please let this be it. I mean, I like Enzo, but Enzo's getting old with Cass. We need to move him on. Because there's only so much Enzo can say and do before it gets tiresome.
So you know? I'm with you. You want to talk about Kinky, right? Let's talk about kinks, shall we?
Oh, God. No! No, I don't want to remember this.
Tonight, opened up Monday Night Raw was Miz TV. The guest was supposed to be Jason Jordan, but it was not. Kurt Angle said he has a match with Curtis Axel. As we told you earlier, it was not with Curtis Axel. Here is why. The guest will exceed expectations of Miz TV. The guest was Brock Lesnar.
2 weeks in a row. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Miz did his routine where when he puts his hand up, you don't talk, so he's trying to talk down the pole. Miz was hyping Brock Lesnar and says he's the game. If he were a gambling man, he would put the money on the challengers, not Brock Lesnar. Miz asked Mr. Advocate if there was anything he'd like to add. Heyman started talking about some things after being put in his place by Miz. Heyman asked Miz if he and his wife ever roleplay. Heyman says he knows all about the roleplay. There's your king.
Oh, God.
Heyman says Miz is Reigns, Dallas is Joe, and Curtis Axel with the beard is Braun Strowman. Heyman said in this game of roleplaying, Lesnar was going to give a preview of SummerSlam, and he destroyed Curtis Axel. He destroyed Bo Dallas. He destroyed the Miz with suplexes and F5s. The beating was spectacular. People cringe because they learned of Paul Heyman's kink. Oh, if you want me to go get audio, I will go get audio. And you can all experience.
No, do not encourage him.
I enjoyed the opening segment.
This was good. You could tell poor Bo Dallas was having flashbacks from the last time he had to deal with Brock Lesnar.
War flashbacks, yeah.
Poor guy. But yeah, I mean, this was good. This was really good. It was a nice, hot opening to Raw. You got Brock out there. You got him done, you got him in the back, and then you moved on. Quick, simple, easy, no problem.
Finn Balor came to the ring. Balor says, everyone knows Wyatt loves to talk. He said Wyatt talks in tongues, speaks in riddles, and gives him the creeps. Balor said Wyatt seems to worry less about wins and losses than hurting people and making people fear him. Balor says that when fear knocks, you stand up, kick it in the face. Balor said the next time Wyatt comes at him, he better not miss. Balor said that whatever Wyatt starts, he will finish it. Bray appeared. They played a cat and mouse game. Finn was quicker than Bray. Finn hit a sling blade. Was going for the drop kick. Bray disappeared. He said the fans like Balor because when he flies, they fly. He says that when he roasts Balor down from the heavens, the fans are going to fall with him. Run.
This was good. If you listen to the streams on the weekend, somebody got bored and hit a stream on Sunday.
Saturday?
Where we kind of had a conversation like this. Mole. Moly, 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 mole.
Was it May? Everyone heard it.
Lies.
Twitch.tv/RackRadioShow or the archive available at YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. This is why I tell you people to subscribe to the YouTubes and the Twitches, because you never know when it will pop up on air.
No, I'm talking about the conversation that we had later.
Well, I was plugging the streams.
I know that, but we also had a separate conversation about this later, after, and mole.
Hey. Anyway,
this was solid. I liked Finn's promo. They're dancing around each other, which is really nice. They're not going for it. And Michael Cole, Bray Wyatt, is enamored with Finn Balor. I think he wants to wife Balor if he could.
Just girlfriend him. He's no longer wifing.
No, I think he'd go straight to wife on this one. I mean, that's literally how Bray's playing this, and it's great. Finn's playing a little hard to get, but they're still flirting, and that's fine. But yeah, just the little teases and the little brushes with each other. I'm loving that. I wanted a little bit more of it tonight, just because it's like, come on, just a touch more. But other than that, liked it. Looking forward to the match.
The main event of Monday Night Raw, Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns. This was boring for about 10 of the 20 minutes.
And then Braun threw a chair at Roman's face.
And then everything got good in there.
Yeah, that's when everybody woke up. They were like, oh, hey!
He legit, not just a steel chair. No. He threw a desk chair, an office chair, right in his face. And he flung that thing.
Yeah, he did.
Right his face. Then they brawled up the stage. They need a new gimmick when they run into the board and it shakes and it flashes. They need to just knock one of them out.
Well, I think they're still working on figuring that out.
We had teases of the announce table. Did not happen. We got back down to ringside. Roman hit a spear. By golly, he hit the spear. And he's down. And counting, Roman gets up and then gets choked out by Samoa Joe. Braun's still down. Referee starts his count. from the beginning. Braun gets up at 8.5 and wins the match. And there was no struggle with the get up. He just, after laying down there for a minute, he got up right away.
Yeah, he could have struggled a little bit. I mean, he laid there for like a 40 count. He could have struggled just a touch.
So, in a nutshell, crowd was awful, bored. The show had some boring moments. Crowd should never boo Bayley. Good open, good main event, and everything else in between was just average.
I mean, yeah, this was a middle ground show heading into SummerSlam. Obviously, the big push should be next week, but the crowd did not help tonight at all.
No, they really, really didn't.
Toronto, please do better tomorrow night. Please.
But that'll do it for the Raw Push live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, twitch.tv/rackradioshow is WTR Sims. We're on the road to Summerfest. twitch.tv/rackradioshow, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/rackradioshow, for exclusive videos from WTR Sims as the build to Summerfest continues. On Thursday night, you will be a dummy. Yeah, if you don't listen to the rack.
Yeah. We're going to have news, we're going to have notes, we're going to have SmackDown, we're going to have NXT, and, well, we may have a guest. We'll have to see. But it's Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, we're here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rackradio Radio Show on all the social media, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, search Rack Radio Show. Saturday night, midnight-ish at CB Radio, we finished the Greater the Great debate. For TV characters this week, we're doing PlayStation games. Saturday night's Midnight Edition is the road to 500 rolls on. See Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and.com. Hashtag Blame Rob on a Celebrity Dies. Sunday, Russell Talk Radio returns live, 10 p.m. Eastern. Is it SummerSlam Preview Show? I think so, yeah. I think it's SummerSlam Preview Show. Holy crap. So it's Russell Talk Radio, Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, previewing SummerSlam. We'll be back next Monday for a Raw Post Show. 11:10 p.m. Eastern at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSTBRD. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow Journey Degay at instagram.com/MBG1211. Thursday night, The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be right back here, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Catch all the fine programming. Alone Anyways on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live on TuneIn Radio. On whoever's on Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.